Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. It's great to be here with you once again on the program. Today is October the 20th. It's a Tuesday. We're going to talk about, and you know, I'm really feeling that the Holy Spirit is leading me in this direction. We're going to talk about how to regain your momentum, or how to find strength when you're frustrated or you're about to give up. Maybe you've been praying for something for a long time. This is a common problem, and we're all going to hit that point, reach that point where we literally hit the wall, so to speak. We've been praying and praying and praying and praying, and we don't see any results. And we feel like we're on the verge of despair, certainly discouraged. How do we keep going even when we're just not feeling it anymore? This is a topic, I've addressed this before. I'm going to look at a Bible verse that I don't think I've looked at before on this program, but it's a really good one. And it's from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And it's one that reminds us that when we're at the end of the rope, when we have lost, or at least it feels like we've lost all hope, the Lord can always give us that strength we need to keep going. And even though we shouldn't stop praying for whatever it is that we need, we also need to start asking for the strength, the grace, the strength to keep going forward and keep believing. Because it's easy to give up. If we go long enough and don't see the results, don't see the fruit of our prayer, meaning that we don't get what we're asking for, oftentimes what happens is we think, well, this is never going to come about, so I quit. This patience, it's really, really important to develop. And you know, it's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But there's something we can do. So we'll look at that. I might want to take a look at the gospel from today's Mass as well. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me. But this is just a message that I felt I had to share with you. Because I don't think a day goes by when I don't become frustrated with some particular prayer intention that I have. Because God doesn't operate as quickly as I'd like. I mean, that's just the way it is. I want my intentions, you know, this is the way I would like it. I would like my prayer intentions answered in the way that I want and answered immediately. But see, God knows that if He gives me everything that I want, I'm going to end up with some things that aren't good for me. And He also knows that if He gives me things as quickly as I'd like them, meaning instantly, then I'm probably going to just forget about what I was asking for and move on to the next intention. God wants us to love Him. He wants us to love Him for who He is, not for what He gives us. And that's not because He's some kind of an egomaniac. That's because a healthy love of God is what we need in this life. It's what we're all called to practice, a healthy love of God and a healthy love of our neighbor. This is what we are called. This is why we're here on this earth. You know, this life is not temporary. This life on earth, it's not permanent, I should say. Of course it's temporary. This life on earth is temporary. And God wants us to set our sights on our eternal life. But if we're always just looking for the things we can get here in this world, we're going to miss that point. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I really hope that through this program today, you will get the encouragement that you need. Because I can't tell you how many times I've felt this. I felt it. I was about ready to give up. And all of a sudden, the Lord gave me the strength that I need to keep going forward. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm glad you're with me. Let me take a sip of my beverage today. Just a nice glass of cold water. Hope the weather is as nice where you are as it is here in South Jersey. It's a beautiful day out today. I don't even know if I would call this a fall day. It's more like a late, really like a summer day. Not too hot, but just a really, really nice day. And, you know, it's... As I walk around, Eileen and I took a walk earlier today and looked at the trees with all of their beautiful colors. Just a reminder of how creative God is. He gives us nature to enjoy. You know, and for years I just overlooked the beauty of nature, but I think he's teaching me. He's teaching me that he is present all the time in so many different ways. You know, making the trees change colors and all the beautiful colors that he creates. You know, I like to look at it as he has a hand in changing the color of every leaf, because really he's in control. He is in control of our world. It doesn't seem like it at times. And I think we can all get frustrated with what's going on in the world. But God is ultimately in control. And I think in order to be at peace, we need to remember that. We need to remember he is in charge. And that if something is happening, whether or not we like it, you know, troubling things happen to us, suffering is part of life. When these things happen, God is allowing them to happen, because he can bring some good out of it. And again, that's very easy to forget, because we view God as we view one another. We have a limited perspective. We look at God as we would look at one another, meaning that if you love me, you're going to do nice things for me. God expresses his love by sometimes letting suffering come into our lives. And again, we're not going to get this. The best I can do is say, ask for greater faith and take a look at the crucifix. I mean, that really sums it up. Look at what had to happen in order for us to be redeemed. We were redeemed at a great price, at great suffering to Jesus. And I think this is what I found anyway, as you grow closer to him, you are more willing to go along with the game plan, even if you don't understand it. I'm more willing to accept whatever the Lord allows to happen in my life. And of course, this doesn't mean that he wills evil. He doesn't. But he allows it to happen. Why? Because he can use it. Just as he didn't will that those people who put Jesus up on the cross, he didn't will that Jesus would die in that manner. Yes, overall, it was God's permissive will for Jesus to redeem us by being crucified, but he allowed it to happen. You know, and sometimes it seems like it's splitting hairs, but I just recommend you get closer to God. You keep praying every day, you keep reading your Bible, and you keep asking him for the greater willingness to submit to his plan. And I think the more you do that, the more peaceful you will become, the more willing you will be to accept it. So look, let's pray, and then we'll take a look at this Bible verse from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and then we'll see where the Holy Spirit leads. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again. Wow, what a privilege it is to come before the God of the universe in prayer. Father, we acknowledge your power, we acknowledge your greatness, we acknowledge your omniscience, we acknowledge your omnipresence. You are everywhere, you know everything, and you love us with an unconditional love. Sometimes, Father, we forget that, so I think it's a good idea for us to remind ourselves of that fact. Father, you are hearing every word I say right now, and even though if I look around, I can easily forget the fact that you are present with me. Right now, as I pray and I call these things to mind, I am very aware of your presence. Father, thank you for the limited control that you give to us. We have control of our will. We have free will. So right now, we choose, using that free will, to turn to you in prayer, to praise you, to thank you, to give you honor and glory, and to ask you to give us this day our daily bread. As Jesus taught us when he gave us the Lord's Prayer, we need to ask you for what we need every day. Father, I have an idea what I think I need, but many times I have other needs that I'm not aware of. I ask you to give all of us what we need this day. And if that includes suffering, If that includes trials and tribulations, Father, we pray for the grace to be able to endure and to be willing to offer up our suffering and unite it with the suffering of Jesus so that you can use it to save souls. Father, we lift up all of our intentions. We pray for our family, for our friends, for our co-workers, for our acquaintances. We pray for the world, an end to division, an end to hatred. We pray for the upcoming elections in the United States. We pray that your will be done. And that when people vote, they'll keep in mind the commandments and your will, instead of just voting in a way that benefits them. We pray that all of us can vote as Christians, Father, and not as members of a political party. Father, I ask you that you will use me as your instrument today. Please guide my words, control my thoughts. Let me know the message that you would like me to deliver on the program today. Please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message and be willing to put it into practice. Father, I ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there we go. Thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of this program is Following the Truth. We come to you 5 days a week. Today is the Tuesday edition of the program. And just a quick reminder that tomorrow morning, as I do each week, I'm going to be joining Matt Swaim on EWTN Radio on the Sunrise Morning Show and sharing some thoughts from my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. You can catch that interview at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, I know it's early, but I hope you'll be able to catch it. 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking, and we've been going through a list of all of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the fruit of kindness. Kindness? Yes, tomorrow's going to be kindness. Let me check my list to make sure. Yes, tomorrow's kindness. Last week, we talked about patience. So, in case you would like to hear a little discussion about kindness, what it really means, because I think we all have some sort of an idea of what kindness is, but we're going to be talking about kindness as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So I hope you'll be able to check it out tomorrow morning, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio on the Sunrise Morning Show. Hey, just real quick, too, if you want to check out more about my work, if you want to check out maybe pick up a copy of one of my books, sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Ah, one more thing I want to mention to you. If by chance you have purchased a copy of my latest book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, and you enjoyed the book, it would really help me. My publisher was asking me to do this because this will help spread the news about the book. If you like the book and you would be willing to go to Amazon.com and post a rating and a review for the book. So there's two different things. You can rate it from 1 to 5 stars, and you can also say a few words, review the book. It just has to be a few words, a sentence or two. And you would be willing to do that at Amazon.com. I would be really appreciative. That helps me. The more 5-star reviews and the more favorable 5-star ratings and the favorable reviews that the book gets, the greater exposure it gets on Amazon. Then more people will find out about it. Now, I just want you to do that if you really enjoyed the book. So if you enjoyed Let Go of Anger and Stress and you wouldn't mind giving me a quick review and a rating on Amazon.com, I would be very appreciative of that, okay? And by the way, if you ever have any questions about that or about anything we talk about on the show, my email is gary@followingthetruth.com. So, are you tired today? Are you weary? Are you burdened? Do you feel like you can't keep going? And I'm not necessarily talking about literally can't keep going, but you just feel like you're running out of gas. You might not want to pray anymore about a specific intention. It could be about the country. It could be about the world. It could be about the pandemic. It could be about a situation in your life. We're all going to hit these days, encounter these days, where we just literally hit a brick wall and we feel like we can't go on. Well, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, specifically chapter 40, Isaiah was trying to give hope to the Israelites. He wanted them to have hope at a time where they could have easily lost hope. And he was speaking to the period in time when they would be freed from exile and return to their homeland. So, you know what? Honestly, a lot of us right now with this pandemic, we kind of feel, I don't think this is a stretch, we kind of feel that we're in exile right now. We can't do what we're used to doing. We're headed to the holidays in a few weeks. We're wondering if we're ever going to be able to get together with our loved ones safely again. This is challenging. This has gone on for, I think, a lot longer than many of us expected. Initially, we were hearing, you know, a couple weeks and this is going to get better. Well, look, it's, what, 8 months or something? It's unreal how long this has been. And we don't see any let up in sight. Look, but that's okay, because God is still in control and he can give us the peace and the strength that we need to keep going, to keep praying, to keep moving forward, to keep seeking him, even in the midst of frustration. So with that in mind, I want to look at this verse from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Now, this is a good verse to remember. There are different translations, so your Bible might say something slightly different. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, depending on your Bible, what I read, those who trust in the Lord, that phrase trust in the Lord can either be rendered as those who wait on the Lord or wait upon the Lord, or those who hope in the Lord. So whether you hope in the Lord, whether you trust in the Lord, whether you are waiting on the Lord, which a lot of us are in that position where we are waiting on the Lord, he can rejuvenate or give us new strength if we turn to him and ask. And I have a feeling if you're like me, and I have a feeling you are like me, I think we need to be asking today for that reinvigoration, that rejuvenation of strength. I need an injection of strength today because I'm tired. And I need to, sometimes I need to look at a verse like this and remind myself and ask myself the question, Gary, do you really hope in the Lord? And hope's not wishful thinking. Hope's not just crossing your fingers and wishing for a favorable outcome. Hope is expectantly waiting on God to produce, to come through in the clutch. Not necessarily in the way I want and when I want, but in the best way possible. And it's only through faith that we're not going to give up on him. If I'm waiting on you to come through for me, maybe I want to get together. You and me are going to meet for lunch. And you keep saying, yeah, I'm going to give you a date. Let's do it. And I keep asking you every day, when are we going to get together? Well, I promise we will. Call me tomorrow and we'll try it again. And this goes on for month after month. Eventually, I'm going to get to the point where I give up. And I say, I'm not going to ask anymore because you are not going to ever have lunch with me. I've lost hope in you. The same thing can happen with God. But see, through faith and through hope, these are virtues. And these are gifts that we can get from the Lord. We first receive faith, hope, and charity, three theological virtues. We get these when we are baptized. But we can always ask for an increase in faith, in hope, and in charity. And many people, when they pray the rosary for the first three Hail Marys, pray for an increase in faith, hope, and charity. When we do this, this is a prayer that always gets answered. But what happens is that we can't see the answer. It's not like praying for $100 and somebody comes to my door, knocking to my door on my door with $100. That's really clear. Or praying for a good result to a medical test. That's clear. You can look at that and see the results, the fruits of your prayer. But when I pray for an increase in faith, hope, and charity, I don't necessarily see that. And we sometimes have a problem with that. But every time you ask for an increase in faith, in hope, or in charity, or love, you got to believe that God hears and answers that prayer. And I think sometimes all we need to do is sit back and remember that. And it all of a sudden starts to feel a little better. So what I recommend today, if you are losing hope, if you're starting to get fed up with God's timing, if you're getting impatient with Him, pray for that increase in faith, that increase in hope, that increase in trust, that increase in patience while you're waiting. And in the meantime, keep praying for your intention. Don't give up on that. But we also need to pray that we're not going to give up on the praying. And you know, when Isaiah talks about soaring high on wings like eagles, how many times do we start praying for an intention? I was like this with COVID. In the beginning phases of this, I thought, well, maybe the Lord's going to come through with an Easter miracle. And I really believed that. I thought, well, this is going to be His chance. Back in March, mid-March, when this thing first really shut down my world, I started thinking, well, maybe this is going to be the setup for an Easter miracle. I believe it can happen. And this is your chance. And I would tell the Lord sometimes, Lord, this is your chance to look really good. But then Easter passed. And then I kept praying every day. And my family and I, we would pray, please end this coronavirus. Please end the virus. Please end the virus. Well, you know what? There have been numerous times throughout this process that we've gotten really tired. And we've started to become discouraged. It's very understandable. There's nothing wrong with how you feel. If you feel discouraged, you feel discouraged. But the trick is, you don't want to let that discouragement make you stop praying or get mad at the Lord. You know, you always keep talking to Him. If you're gonna get mad at Him, that's better than not talking to Him at all, because at least you're having a conversation with Him. At least you're maintaining that relationship. But the worst thing to do is just give up and turn your back on Him. But it's easy to do. First, we're soaring high like eagles. We're soaring. And then what happens? Well, then we start running. We're not flying anymore. Now we're running. Like Isaiah said, they will run and not grow weary. And we're able to run and not grow weary. And we're praying every day and everything's good. But eventually what happens? We begin to walk because we're too tired from running, and we are growing weary, and we begin to grow faint. So you see that process starts to happen, and that's when we need to turn to Him. And if you're feeling it today, I get it. I really do. Let's turn to Him today, and let's ask for that grace to keep going, to persevere, to keep walking, one foot in front of the other, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time, without focusing too much on how long will this last, how much longer, because that's when we start to drive ourselves crazy. So that's the message for today. It's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. That would be a good one to bookmark in your Bible, to memorize if you could, and to put into practice by asking God for that strength. You want to find new strength. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And you know, I want to point out that you can trust in the Lord. You can wait on the Lord. and you can have faith in the Lord or confidence in him. You can put all these things into practice even if you don't feel it. See, these aren't feelings. Trusting in the Lord, it's not a feeling. It's an action. It's a decision. So I can say, Jesus, I trust in you. Father in heaven, I trust in you. Holy Spirit, I trust you to work in me, to transform me little by little into the image of Jesus. I trust you. I don't feel it, but I trust you. I choose to trust. Now, it's been my experience that when you make that step, when you take that step out in faith and you choose to trust, eventually you do feel it. It could be a while, though. So you just pray for that grace to be able to persevere. I think that's the message for all of us today. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pray for you as well. And I would ask you to pray for me. Because don't think I don't get discouraged. I do. Especially when I see my wife and my kids suffering. Not necessarily physically from this pandemic, but emotionally and spiritually. It's tough sometimes. So let's pray for one another, okay? Hey, as I said, if you have any questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. And I just want to put it out there again. Financially, this is a tough time for me, so if you are able to support my ministry in any way, either by becoming a monthly sponsor or by making a one-time donation, I would greatly appreciate it if you would do that. It's look, I have this tendency to put things like that off and think, well, one of these days I'm going to give to the missions or I'm going to go contribute to one or another charities. And then sometimes I've forgotten about it. If you are able to do it and you're able to help me out, if you could do that today, I would really appreciate it. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and then you'll be taken securely to PayPal. And you can either sign up to be a monthly sponsor or to make a one-time donation. All right. And I thank you in advance for anything you can do. As always, if you have questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. All right, I'm going to run now. I'll be praying for you. Thank you for your prayers. Have a wonderful night. God willing, I look forward to joining you here once again tomorrow on Following the Truth. See you next time. Bye.